This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and this is hour number two on Thursday, 4th of June. We have the amazing Gary Richard Arnold. His website is being upgraded. It's news-expose.org, news-expose.org. There'll be some major updates. He has lots of remarkable information you'll find anywhere else with pictures and links. And I think the picture thing is pretty, you know, tells a thousand words. We also have some articles up here you send to me by email. The first one I have here posted up on the screen if you're going and watching by Vid Radio, which is the stream of the audio from Genesis put up on video, Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, and Twitch, is Antifa, Indivisible, Common Cause, Democratic Socialists of America, and, of course, the multinational black ops infiltrated in the U.S. agendas. Agency. So, let's go through this. I'd like you to analyze and tell us what the heck this all means and why they're turning something like this horrible thing that happened to this black man into a riot and a revolution. And, of course, Antifa, a lot of them are recruited from college campuses. We have international agencies that are very, including Hollywood stars and celebrities, backing up violence and things like robbing, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue jewelry stores. I mean, what does that have to do with killing a black man by leaning on his neck? It's nothing. In fact, if you destroy these communities where these blacks and other people live, they're, you know, living at a lower, below the poverty line, you're making things worse for them, not better. And you certainly can't, you need to change the police so the police use much more non-lethal technology. They don't use guns as the first thing. You also need to protect the police so they don't get injured doing their job. Because they're going to respond, just like any normal human, if they get injured by a brick being thrown at them or some other dangerous weapon, including a gun. So, I'd like to hear your analysis of the situation. I have mine, and I want to see what you say. Go ahead.
Right. Well, this coup d'etat, this revolution has been being worked on for Donald Trump, for their final coup, and they're calling the resistance to mandatory vaccines, which was first proposed way back 2 weeks before 9/11, back in October 23rd, and they failed to go ahead with that because they screwed up 9/11 too much, too many videos. You know, people got pictures of the little tiny hole in the Pentagon, and you know, the Piper Cub couldn't go through that little hole.
Right.
They were building
a white body jet, right?
they were naming buildings that fell before they ever fell. So they got caught with their pants down for those who got the alternative information, which was hardcore and tangible.
Right.
The latent, kind of latent, but laying in waiting throughout the universities and left-wing networks, the old Tom Hayden groups, the Committee for Economic Democracy and the Students for a Democratic Society and the Weather Underground. As we see, they were still active and actually in touch with, Obama and, other politicians, that have been permeated and occupying a lot of our offices, unfortunately.
Right.
And California certainly was one of them. In fact, it was young Governor Brown. It was the first Governor Brown that appointed Earl Warren, by the way. And then he appointed U.S. Senator Kuchel, who Leon Panetta worked for. And Leon Panetta turned out to be an espionage collaborator and ended up under Obama against the same hardcore, communists. But all with the help of the huge multinationals. That's why the multinational groups are in there. But the old Democratic Socialists of America, the League for Industrial Democracy, they continue to change names. And many of them are sponsored, such as Common Cause, by the Rockefeller family. I won't bore your listeners, but I could just read about eight different members of the Rockefeller family and their associates, you know, funding these various organizations. But they have been, you know, they've been active, and they've been nested with a number of professors in the universities. As the East Coast, it's mostly been run through the, we used to refer to it as the Eastern Establishment or the Ivy League colleges, which was the center of a whole bunch of secret societies. And when we saw, like, during the Vietnam War, we had Reverend Coffin and the Berrigan brothers and other people that were actually members of Skull and Bones, while those supporting the war or the other part of the reins of the horse, people have to understand that it's not left, right, and black and white.
Right, and none of this is even the information I have here that's on the picture right now that's here by Ann Coulter. I mean, I happen to know some facts when it all comes out here. Although they charged them with this main guy was leaning on his neck, which you shouldn't use in a chokehold of any kind. In fact, I know your California chokeholds are against recommended activity of the police. They should never use chokeholds. But there's a big commotion that occurred, and all this guy, they say, died of asphyxiation. The Hennepin County Medical Examiner said that he died due to a heart attack, and he had in his body fentanyl and recently had used methamphetamine. Okay? He had coronary artery disease and hypertensive heart disease. So, yeah, he died of a chokehold, which they should never have done. The man was not behaving normally. He obviously had methamphetamine and fentanyl in his system, which is a narcotic that brought in by the communists, Chinese, and these bleeding globalists. So,
this has other signs of a crisis actors. You look at the policeman and the victim had both worked together for 17 years in a pornographic, in a porn place for years.
You're talking about the police officer and the victim himself.
Right. They worked together for 17 damn years. Now, the other policeman that's standing there while you have to look at what's going on is his brother-in-law. And he acknowledges that the videotaping is taking place. And I think this was deliberate. I don't know if the victim, was MK Ultra or, you know, these guys. You go back to Manchurian Candidate. I'm sure they got.
God knows. You know, the thing is, I have a feeling that the police officer is just a sloppy idiot. But he had 11 previous bad encounters. We should have been disciplined and brought to a psychiatric institution. So even if he didn't kill him, and the guy died of a heart attack, and he had fentanyl in his system.
Yeah,
you have to understand. There's other drivers here.
The scene was inexcusable.
Hey, listen. Here's the first thing I would say. Let me insert some information here. Number one, I was born in Detroit but raised in Canada. And the first thing we should use is that we should have much more advanced non-lethal technology. The non-lethal technology have rubber bullets that are supposed to be bounced off the ground. They shoot people directly, which is stupid and kills people or makes a punch out their eyes. Number two. We have LRAD cancer so powerful you can put on an Ambi, it can liquefy your liver at a mile and a half away. You don't need that. You need something small and portable that can knock somebody down that won't kill them, but make him immobilized. Number three, you have pepper spray guns and so on. These irritate your airway, and some people that get very bad asthma attacks or even die of respiratory failure. The main thing we need something that actually is non-lethal that can actually neutralize people at quite a distance, and we can set up perimeter control with little lasers or whatever, so you just go bop, 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 drop these things. People cross the line. Some automated system with even a drone can hit the person with some kind of way of actually turning them off so that they can't go and invade the zone. We also need to make sure that we don't advance the use of lethal weapons unless somebody shoots. If somebody shoots a gun, you shoot back at them. But first thing you shoot back at them with is not a gun, but not a lethal weapon. Because if that's done automatically by, let's say, some automated drone system or whatever, someone fires a gun, the drone would pick it up and immediately fire back at the source of the gun and hit them with the non-lethal weapon, knock them to the ground before they actually hit somebody. Because if you're not within 150 feet, the chances of you actually hitting somebody on purpose, unless you're a marksman, is very, very low. You have to be a sniper to be able to hit somebody beyond 150 feet, right? No.
Right.
So the fact is, if we use a much more advanced non-lethal technology, which we could invent and develop, we could have perimeter control without tanks rolling into a city, scaring the hell out of the people. We'd also have safe riot, we call people there, you know, meeting and chanting and so on, which they should do, because you honestly, we need to change police policy, that the police need to behave different, but we also need the community. I want to do something I suggest today. It's called Adopt a Dad. In other words, we take all these young men who are doing all these violent things, we get them where we have to do a hazmat thing every week. We test their urine to see if they don't have drugs in them. Everyone, every young person in these communities. Number two, we get them all to adopt a dad. It doesn't matter the color of the skin. They can be white, black, Hispanic, Chinese. As long as they're good American citizens, and let them adopt a child. They then take the young person out to do sporting activities and other things with them, or even vacations, and that child has a dad now. So they have a male figure that can act as a kind of protector and interact. Now, they don't have to marry the woman. They just have to act as a dad for the kid. That's adopt a dad. So more non-lethal technology, the adopt a dad program, hazmat testing of everybody that's involved in the community to get rid of the damn drugs, which change the behavior, and make sure everybody has a decent income, have a guaranteed income, not a communist system. But if you can't afford enough good food or an apartment, we don't tell a small business to pay for it. We top your income up to a level where you all can afford good food and a decent little apartment. Right.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, break this problem down to its constituent parts. Number one, we have a situation where we have institutionalized poverty. Now, you have 327 million Americans, probably more than that, actually, because we have a lot of illegals who are not counted. My guess is their population is probably close to 350 million. And a lot of these illegals are actually voting in elections they shouldn't be voting in. The governors here in California want to give them rights. To be honest with you, they've been actually citizens in many ways. Some of them, even our kids, are actually EMTs, nurses, and so on. They've been here for a generation. They're talking about these kids getting or not getting citizenship. Guess what, people? You're not facing reality. Some of them are actually your nurses in your hospitals and so on, and they're illegals, okay? So let's start facing reality. Now, secondly, everybody pays if somebody gets sick. Even if you come in from Angola and get sick 2 weeks later and need surgery, we all Americans pay. If someone's a drug addict like this guy, and you have to go back to this history, and this is something that you put in your notes here. Mr. Floyd doesn't have a clean history. He had 5 years in prison for armed robbery. He had drugs in the system when he died. He had heart disease. Yes, he may have recovered. The problem is the police way overstepped their moral boundaries. And the reason is the police, basically, they don't take particularly bright people or train them properly to use non-lethal technology or give them the proper equipment. See, if I was going to equip police, I would give them the following. Number one, I have perimeter control things with lasers so they can drop a bunch of these little poles in 2 minutes and put a zone so we can have a safe protest. And beyond the safe protest zone, any beyond that is going to be taken down with non-lethal weapons. You could use drones and scanner technologies and knockdown weapons and so on. And basically, you don't have to use guns. You don't use guns as the very last step if you feel somebody's really shooting at you and you can't stop them from attacking you. The problem is the police jump to using guns way too quickly in this country. And that, by the way, is going to include the public. If the public get haywire and start using their lethal force, you're going to see it amped up. And eventually you're going to see what I call in the future, maybe not too distant, autonomous robots and killer drones out there. Now, I don't know how to make what's called advanced technology. I have skill sets. And I can envision it in a matter of, say, 5-10 years or less, where a public tries to do something and they send out autonomous killer robots or swarms of AI drones that can actually take on an entire army of people that want to protest. It won't matter how damn big you are. You can be 500,000, okay? What we need to do is we need to start understanding we need some boundary zones that are held back by non-lethal technology. We need to have consequences where people, when they don't necessarily go to prison, they go to public service, so they have to provide public service if they've done a crime like, you know, if they've stolen or broken things, they need to restore those broken things to the person that they did broke into the store and did it. We need restoration justice, I call it, rather than just punishment justice, right? But then we start thinking about things.
You know, doctor, what you forget is your problem is that you want to solve the problem. You know, you want to solve, make an answer to, you know, what we saw.
Well, we have to ultimately do that.
But their purpose is to reframe the.
Yeah, but that's. Doesn't matter.
A
doesn't matter what.
Revolutionary purpose.
Let me finish.
Sure.
I know they want to do that, but you see, what we need to do is we have to understand it's a form of mental and spiritual illness. We need to grab these people. They need to go through an institutional environment where they're institutionalized in a facility that can identify the lack of normal frontal lobe control and we call the reptilian brain, violent brain activity that occurs. Some of it's trained, some of it's bad behavior. For example, when you have a fatherless little black boy that has a specific, you know, mitochondrial genes to make him more violent to survive, say, his ancestors in Africa, and you have a nutritionally deficient diet and high amounts of stress, and he needs to act violently just to survive going back and forth to school or to home, of course he's going to become a violent character. Now, if you throw him into prison, he goes to what I call criminal university, CU. We'll see you in CU, or criminal university. So we have to treat these people like they're mentally ill. So a criminal should not be, you know, these people that do this like Antifa shouldn't just be chucked into prison. They should be chucked in institutions so we can do intellectual, you know, find out what's wrong with them and fix it, whether it's nutritional, biochemical, behavioral, whatever, and fix the problem. You can't just take people to either kill them or throw them in prison and retrain them. You can't just make the problem go away because these people are often sent back. For example, there are not a lot of time people do crimes. They're re-released like in New York City within a matter of hours or days of doing a crime. So they don't even keep them in jail for a period of time after committing a crime. So what do the public do? They're going to do one of two things. They're either going to start getting lethal weapons like more guns, more non-lethal weapons, and you're going to see more and more confrontation between the public or private security forces, especially if you're rich enough, to protect your property. We don't want to see that happen. We don't want to see a walled city and mini cities and violence between the public and the other. We don't see a battlefield between the police or the military and citizens are going haywire because they're mentally ill. Because the illness of being socially isolated, like with the stupid COVID virus, and poverty and drug addiction with all the drugs coming in and toxic water and toxic vaccines, our young people don't have half a chance. Their IQ has dropped 10 to 7 points per decade in the last two decades. There's 75% drop in sperm count. The level of behavioral control is way lower, I know, than the young people nowadays, even compared to criminals 70 or 80 years ago. We're seeing more and more uncontrolled behavior by people. The main people they're recruiting for Antifa are university students that should be going and studying something to get a career rather than getting ready to blow up stuff and steal jewelry. We're seeing the deterioration in what's called the human race. And we have to start identifying the problem. You can't just throw them into jail or even kill them to solve the problem if we haven't fixed the underlying problem of what's wrong with their biology. So throwing them in jail doesn't fix it. The same with healthcare. We have a healthcare system that's sick. 80% of the people that get drugs shouldn't have them. Two-thirds of surgeries are inappropriate, should never be done. And yet people don't get proper identification of their problem before it happens. That's what I do with telemedicine, training other doctors. But we don't do that in public health. If we gave the proper equipment to the police and training, they wouldn't feel danger, that their life is so dangerous they're going to get reactive like a wild animal. Some of these police think they're going to literally be killed over the job, so they become conditioned. They're like in a battlefield. They have, basically they're getting PTSD. They're not in a normal situation anymore. This is not like when I was a kid and the police were respected, or in Canada, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, or here, the military. The police are not respected in many cases, even though 99% of them are good, decent people, nobody has skin color. But we need to actually identify when they have a problem. This guy here, he had 11 previous complaints. He should have gone to a mental institution, identified what's wrong with him, and fixed him, and not let him back out into work. And his colleagues, by the way, should have been sanctioned for allowing the bugger to get away with his bad behavior. The fact they stood back and let it happen.
You're absolutely right. You're really fortunate to have a brilliant brain and super high IQ. I think you need to get a couple of interns that you check with, set up some healing protocols that are a manifesto of sorts.
So I know exactly what to do.
Politicians can run on using some of these cures.
Well, I'll tell you exactly.
Ideas, and it can be nonpartisan.
Let me give you the short version of it. Number one, everybody that's a criminal needs what's called a quantitative electroencephalogram and a T1-weighted MRI scan to see if they have dysmyelination of nerve tracts and loss of frontal lobe voltage activity and coherence with other areas of their cortex. Number two, you can simply do a blood test. I can tell you in about 2 minutes with a blood test exactly why somebody screwed up and why they're a criminal. A combination of the quick scan and that, and I can tell you even before neuropsychological testing exactly why they're a psychopath. They have a psychopathic brain. It's like the movie Young Frankenstein. I can train any doctor, any criminologist, exactly my protocol to do, with a combination of a quick scan and a T1-weighted MRI scan and a blood test, exactly what's wrong with triggers, long before you even do a psychological analysis. And if you don't fix it, then you release them to the public. They're just well-trained criminals when they get back up. They've gone to CU. Criminal University. How's that? CU and CU. What do you think? Pretty funny, hey?
Yeah.
Back in a minute.
Back, I'll tell you one other.
This is the guy.
This is a pandemic survivor.
Every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps. Sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, Sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at Sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities have made 51 arrests for federal crimes related to violent rioting. That's according to Attorney General Bill Barr, blaming the violence and destruction on Antifa and agitators of various different political persuasions. The Attorney General saying peaceful protests are okay, but the violent protests have to stop.
Others have hijacked protests to engage in lawlessness, violent rioting, arson,
looting of businesses and public property, assaults on law enforcement officers and innocent people, and even the murder of a federal agent.
Testifying in a Democratic-led House hearing, CDC Director Robert Redfield says he's deeply saddened about the harsh impacts of the coronavirus outbreak.
McCarthy also
over 100,000 Americans have died from COVID-19.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Iran is releasing U.S. Navy veteran Michael White after 2 years of being held last week.
The coronavirus is thanking the Trump administration and State Department
workers onto jobless roles in just 11 weeks.
The latest report
SpaceX remains busy with another rocket launch.
Some encouragement.
And USA Radio Network's Radio Network has more on the story.
This time it was an unmanned SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that lifted off on time on Wednesday night from Cape Canaveral in Florida, propelling 60 Starlink communication satellites into orbit. The successful launch boosting the number of Starlink satellites circling the Earth to 480, by far the greatest number of any communications network. Starlink is aiming to provide next-generation broadband internet service to the globe, outpacing what's been offered by players like Iridium and Intelsat. SpaceX saying in 2019 it was aiming to launch at least 1,600 satellites during its first phase. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So people are taking notes, and you said the police and the people in jurisprudence need to know about this. I can tell you exactly what blood tests do. We'd measure neurotransmitter levels in their platelets. We'd measure heavy metals to make sure you don't have heavy metal toxicity in the amygdala and the rage control nuclei. We simply measure with these combination of tests exactly why they're pathogenic, because pathogenesis is a biological phenomenon. It's not just behavioral. And if I can fix the underlying biology, I can then fix the behavioral problem because then they're treatable. And you have to understand, treatment is not involving throwing somebody into a cage or a cell with a steel toilet and no air time and no yard time. It's not a matter of throwing another psychotic maniacs that don't know how to operate their frontal lobes to inhibit bad behavior. And they're violent and try to think that violence is going to let them to survive because they're like a caged animal without a frontal cortex. We have to understand what we're dealing here with. We have a deteriorated diet in the last century. We have increased electrical pollution. We have increased toxicity in the water. Toilets and tap is actually industrial waste to your DNA water. We have increased social conflicts that are manipulated. Because remember, the top globalists are basically Luciferic Satanists that believe the dialectics of opposition. Just like Nimrod in the book of Genesis, how he created oppositional by condescending in his rabble to cause destruction in a town or city. He said, now if you make me your emperor, I'll bring you peace back by sending in my troops to get peace to your city. Does that sound familiar with Donald Trump and the military coming into Carlsbad and other cities? Of course it is. And he wants to do the right thing. But I don't think throwing tanks into, say, Carlsbad is going to fix the problem unless you fix the underlying problem of poverty, mental health problems, lack of health care. For example, in the early 1980s, we opened up all our institutions for the insane people and the mentally ill people and released them on the streets. So why are our streets filled up with people that are drug addicts and mentally ill? Is because we don't take care of them. And the people that aren't, quote,
psychic... They're also peppered with black ops And that's why the actors.
Well, they got to understand.
Their assets are bailing them out, so they're on the street.
Well, they want the dialectic of opposition. You have to understand. If you actually start to see the mindset of people, what I call people of clay and iron, our global elite, like our Hollywood elite, and the other people that are trying to criticize the president, the president's trying to do the right thing. Although he's not perfect, he's trying to do the right thing. But you get The Rock and other people think they're smart alecks and understand this. To be honest with you, you'll notice that I don't get anybody that has the intellectual cojones, male or female. By the way, more women have better intellectual balls than men. Do you know that? Women have bigger intellectual cojones than most men. Most men are wimpies because they want to be real tough and they're going to take you physically on. Yeah, try that with Daggett Eagle. Not a good idea. But women usually are more honest about that if they have the intellectual cojones, but most people don't. Our society now, compared to 100 years ago, the churches wouldn't close 100 years ago when they told them to shut down. They didn't. But they did now, except for a few small pastors. Why do we have social distancing? Why? Because with 5G network, they need that in order to be able to locate your ass once they put a chip in you. Why did Donald Trump order $500 million chips and vaccine sets and then wash his hands like Pontius Pilate to say, I'm not going to force you to be vaccinated, but I guarantee if there's a giant secondary wave caused by vaccines, which is how it happened, they're going to actually declare martial law, whether it's Trump or after Trump, or if Trump's replaced by some maniac Democrat like Biden, sock puppet for the demon rats, and the vice president who should be called Lilith, you know, the wife of Satan himself. People have to understand what's going on here is a dialectic of evil. They don't recognize evil because evil will do good and evil to control you. And you can call it communism, socialism, globalism, whatever. It's just totalitarian Luciferic control with dialectics. Whatever the hell you call it, doesn't matter whether it's the United Nations and these local things from the United Nations or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's Luciferic dialectics of control. Absolutely no different than Nimrod in the book of Genesis. It's identical to the first chapter of the book of the Bible. Period.
Well, there's a couple books out why they continued World War II. The Japanese wanted to surrender, and they wanted to continue it, so the Manhattan Project, they could do their test experiments. And the people that were involved in that are Bohemian Grove, and that's even reflected in, I don't know.
Why do you think they dropped the bomb? And by the way, when they dropped the bomb, they actually made the deal with the Japanese. They would drop it on Catholic communities in Japan. They were the most Catholic and Christian communities in Japan, not on the regular Japanese. So there was a kind of a backroom agreement. Hey, we'll kill all these Catholic Japanese. We're not going to kill your regular Japanese. I mean, how weird is that?
No other station, no other person has.
Right.
Jim Mattis, who is now criticizing Trump, he was a recipient from the Hoover Institute of several distinguished fellowships, along with one George Pratt Schultz, who was in charge of wage and price controls. No free enterprise appointed by Ronald Reagan. Pratt is the name of the house. The building the Council on Foreign Relations is centered in,
right.
So you can see the fan there. Condoleezza Rice, who's on the board of Chevron, who allowed Cuban troops to protect Chevron in Angola, and the third is Ed Meese, whose chief of staff is Mark Levin, who's trying to push for a constitutional convention, which, you know, we have no chance at. Also,
yeah.
Jim Mattis, who is now attacking Trump for his nationalistic views. And also, I found a guy on there by the name of John Taylor, the president of the Mount Perlin Society, which is the Ludwig von Mises, G. Edward Griffin, all those people that gather around Cato and Heritage. Whole network. This is the same outfit, and Herbert Hoover, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They are not on our side. They're part of the global.
Okay. Let me give a shocking prophecy, and I'm going to give this prophecy the first time I've done it in 21 years. And I'm not going to give dates, but I'm going to give you this prophecy. Number one, I believe Trump will be reelected, even by a narrow margin, to the sock puppet Biden. But he's only going to buy grace. The globalist beast, this two-headed snake, this Luciferic that's infiltrated everything, every religion, every political system on earth, and every bank, is just going to be temporarily delayed. We are not going to defeat the New World Order. God is. And I'll tell you how he's going to defeat it. Number one, They're going to force vaccinate their population, and we're going to resist it with force, legal force and physical force. And we're going to sequester people that don't take the vaccine are going to have their own hobby farms, their own subsistence survival, and they're going to get away for the next few years away from the mess. Because they're going to start listening and realizing we, personally, can't come against this very multi-faced beast of the New World Order. It's infiltrated every political system, communist Chinese, Western countries, United Nations, every agency, every political system, and every church on earth. But God is going to defeat them. And how is showing how he's going to defeat them? Number one, he's going to get them to do things to themselves like chipping themselves or interfacing their consciousness with the Matrix. He's going to get them to build underground bases for the global elite called DUMBs. And these bums are basically going to be connected by tunnels, by nuclear tunnel boring tunnels. And what he's going to do is when their satellites go down in 9 or 10 years and their systems go down with increased earthquakes and a pole shift, God's going to destroy the New World Order and he's going to rapture the evil off of the face of the earth. The people who have not submitted have moved to the right place to be away from the we call out of the reach of the beast. We're going to survive by withdrawing from the big box churches. I was watching a show last night. It's the first episode in the series called Gemstones. My gosh, what a funny thing. I'll tell you, when I went to Colorado Springs, we belonged to New Life Church. And I got to tell you, it's as nuts as this show. People have to understand the Christian churches, especially the big box ones with these very rich pastors doing all kinds of terrible stuff with sexual weirdness and drugs.
Yeah, Rick Warren, purpose-driven church, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. There's no sane person that would belong to that organization that believes in national sovereignty.
Yeah, no, there's a couple of major lies that these guys tell. Number one, if things get bad, you're going to get raptured. Don't worry about the rapture. God's going to take your ass out of here. Number two, they believe that you can do good and evil and get away with it because if you do enough good stuff, God can just wipe out the evil. Which is like cold nidre. This is a very evil idea. It's luciferic. And the third thing is you can support us because ultimately we have good goals, even though we're going to do some really bad stuff. Now, you got to understand this. This is not Christianity. Luciferic Satanism is what it is. And it's infiltrated every religion, every political system on earth, and God's going to terminate it. Not us. He's going to get us to be smart enough to withdraw away from it. Get out of the big box churches and get out of the political system. Support Trump right now. But Trump himself, when he's gone and his term is ending, believe me, what's going to replace it is going to be awful. And God's going to terminate it. Not us. Thank you, Pamela.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
So, talking about things personal, my wife's going to go down to get her hair done in Carlsbad, and my son Chris said, hey, they got tanks down there. Look, you don't roll in tanks to control a riot. You use peripheral control things and non-lethal technology, and you use advanced non-lethal. And these people don't get charged and then released into the public. They go to a mental institution to find out why their brain is wrong. I don't care if they're college students or poor or whatever, they have abnormal brains, like young Frankenstein. Now, if somebody wants to contact me, I will tell them free exactly what tests to do, how to find out why their brain's abnormal, and how to fix it. The problem is, people don't approach the problem at its underlying causes, just like poverty, for example. You can't have people living below the poverty line eating garbage food and expecting to have normal health and normal mental health and extreme stress going back and forth to school so they have to join a gang or they won't survive. And they don't have any daddy to inhibit negative behavior. And they got bad nutrition, so you get over-vaccinated them and make their brain inflamed and their blood-brain barrier. And you wonder why they get ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome and no affordable lobe activity to inhibit bad behavior. What the hell do you expect? It's like taking an animal and abusing the hell out of it and wondering why it becomes violent. It's crazy, It's animalizing the human race.
And the poor people, they are led and funded, through the soup kitchens of the foundations. You find the, like in the state of Washington, that was 12 years ago, when they found all the riots, they found... a dozen people with the military boots, and linked them exactly to, black ops, just like we see in a number of these.
I'll give an example. I've identified people that have a problem early and get them to help.
Yeah.
Number two, if someone, rather than having a socialized system with a top-down system, I'd have everybody in the country would have a social, healthcare savings account. You could write off everything, supplements, whatever you need. And then I'd have a minimal income. In other words, I wouldn't have a communist system set up. I'd set it up so let's say you need $20 an hour at your current cost of your housing and good food in order for you to exist. We calculate that all up for your district. And then the employer doesn't pay it. The government pays it. And they pay it because that money flows. But remember that money is the velocity of exchange of good services and money. In other words, that money doesn't cost you anything because when you insert it into the poorest people who need to buy food, housing, and so on, it gets back into the system immediately, increases the blood flow called exchange, we call money, or exchange. I call it the exchange, let's call it the E factor. The problem is we don't look at money that way. That's why we did a cardiac arrest of the economy. We wonder where the trillions of dollars went. Money is not gold and silver or printed dollars. It is the velocity of exchange of ideas, services, and goods. It has nothing to do with gold and silver. They're just a way of us representing something that can only be represented in the velocity of equation that talks about exchange of ideas, services, or goods, period. Any other idea about what money is foolishness. And the problem is we don't talk about that. That's why when you take out a mortgage called mortgage, French or Latin for death grip, you've created the money. When you take out a bank loan, you allow the bank to create the money out of thin air because it didn't exist until you became a debtor. People don't get that, do they? They don't understand that we are the creators of money becoming debtors, enslaved to a banking system called a bankocracy. What we should have is we should have no interest. Okay, we should have loans based on whether or not you're going to produce a good or service. If you have negative or positives, for example, if it's negative, just like we have the thing in ancient Israel, we forgive debt. We should have a debt forgiveness year where we forgive debt for things that didn't grow. But if it grew, we want everybody to benefit, not just the person that created the idea or the technology. For example, if I create my technology for my oral capsule gel, which can turn off not only any pathogen for animals, humans, turn off any autoimmune disease or cancer, I don't want Dr. Deagle to be the only one to benefit. I want society to benefit. I want surgical countries to benefit. I want people to be able to take a capsule at a distant country and not die of malaria or yellow fever and not have to take a toxic vaccine to destroy their health. What we have is we have a system.
I want to take this opportunity to go after a lot of these tea parties that are knee-jerk. This one comes from an outfit called 3% Nation, and their headline is Clint Eastwood has had enough and blast the unhinged liberals. Anyway, it turns out that Clint Eastwood is a national advisor for Leon Panetta Institute. Now, Leon Panetta was a communist espionage collaborator,
really?
And people have to look up Panetta Gate. We don't have time to go into it now.
Right.
The Panetta Institute funds the Saul Alinsky COPA here locally. COPA includes like about six Catholic church, a couple of Unitarian churches, a Temple Beth El, and a Methodist, and a few other things. And Saul Alinsky dedicated his Rules for Radicals to Lucifer. That's exactly the handbook that's being used by Indivisible and Antifa. And in there, Saul Alinsky says, pick a target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it, cut off the support network, isolate the target from sympathy, go after the people, not the institutions. People hurt faster than institutions.
Right.
This is the crap Clint Eastwood is behind, and he still gets his favorable crap from these tea parties and journalists that just pick up talking points and repackage it. For people into the left-white paradigm.
Well, that's why we see a lot of people on the right side that are also being twisted. For example, there's actions by Trump they can tell there's a Luciferic control controlling even his actions. For example, when he backed originally the idea of Bill Gates, like he has an MD, but it means Megadeth, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and he backed up things like, for example, he wanted to put out something several years ago getting rid of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is part of the source of a lot of this problem. All the wars since have been the Napoleonic Wars or banking wars. The banks, even as through George Bush Sr.'s father, actually funded the Nazis to make sure that they had things. You know, the Queen even paid in gold bullion to the German Nazis and the Krupp steel to make actually artillery shells to kill Germans. And she paid with the Queen's gold bullion.
It was Prescott Bush, but it was Averill Harriman, the godfather of the Democratic Party.
Right.
The two-party system is phony. It's a puppet show
for our consumption.
Off base.
You know what I call it? I call it the two sides of the snake party. I call it the slitherocracy. Do you like that? Slither. That's why we hear George Bush Sr. saying that, before he died years ago, that George Bush Jr. and Bill Clinton were, in a sense, blood brothers of a Bohemian Grove. Of course they are.
Oh,
they're two
absolutely
sides of the snake, right?
Well, also Clint Eastwood belongs to the Bohemian Grove. And at the Bohemian Grove, it includes those fellows from the Hoover Institute, George Pratt Schultz, Condoleezza, Ed Meese, and Reagan was up there, Caspar Weinberger. These are the guys that celebrate death with a cremation of care.
Right.
They're the ones that brag that they planned the the creation and the destination of the Manhattan Project.
They believe the initial lie was told to Eve. You can't accomplish goals unless you're willing to do goals, good and evil. And by the way, Eve, you've graduated, so has Adam. You don't need to consult God to find out what's good, which is God with an extra O. You can do what's right in your own eyes because you're trying to accomplish a goal, both good and evil. That's taken from the knowledge of the tree and good and evil. Clint Eastwood and all these globalists will have goals in mind, and they could care less whether they do evil because they have a goal of deciding to get totalitarian control, get to a specific end. It doesn't matter how ugly or nasty that end, that vastness of the end is, as long as they accomplish what they want to do in their mind, and they have a thousand different aspects of what's good and evil. That's why it's always in conflict with itself.
Well, it's nothing more than bait, and you see that with the Fabian Socialists, which is the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and you know a lot of the you know the Cecil Rhodes and Rothschilds and central banks. Their emblem on a stained glass window with George Bernard Shaw, and then the American group, Americans for Democratic Action, and the Institute for Industrial Democracy. All these people that talk about love and this and that, their emblem in the center of the damn stained glass window that looks like it should be in a church except it's evil, has a wolf in sheep's clothing. They don't even believe in the crap they're telling you. They want to hook you.
Well, that's why this the latest movie that we're watching, the first in the series called The Gemstones, these people are the most evil people. At the end of the first show, and I got to tell you this because it'll make you laugh your head off. We laughed so hard as I was going to get a hernia. After this guy had been involved with celebrating because he went to China and saved 5,000 people by dunking them under the water, they had a party with prostitutes and lines of cocaine, and somebody videotaped him and wanted to blackmail him for $1 million. At the end of the first show, he ended up with his buddies inside, you know, his brother is also one of the gemstones, running over the guys with the Satan mask on, killing him, and running back over the other guy to try to chase over the guy that had just got run over. I mean, you got to understand, people, you're being manipulated on both sides of this equation. Now, Trump is an anomaly, and he's starting to actually tick off everybody, including the people on the right that want to control him. He needs to work harder. If you could talk to you and me and people like, you know, Johnson Gray from New Zealand and John W. Spring, the man would become clean of all these monsters. He'd fire them.
And not to induce people to accept, but to knock off their naivety, watch House of Cards and the Borgias to see how it works and how they con you.
Exactly. Keep that thought.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com.
For the Defense Kit helps block airborne pathogens and
shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.